This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Shall I be more precise? 7 minutes after the hour. You found yourself at the DJV show or on the DJV show or with the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, the spirit of the day. A lot of people spend a lot of, we all have, I think it is universal. We all have fears. We have worries. We have self-doubts. It's what you do with those. So you don't let them take over your life. If we were to have them, if they have the, and with some people they do, they have the prominence in one's life. They're fear-based thinkers. Everything is a worry. I wonder if I should do this. I wonder if I should go out today. It's snowing. I should stay home. You know, some of it, there's a balance though. I just think, ladies, between common sense and worry and fear. You know, the things when you, if you see a bear, you don't go to the bear in the woods and say, hey, look at that beautiful bear. Yeah, that sort of is...
Yeah, fear is a survival instinct that's built in for a reason.
Right. Yeah, but how has it gotten exacerbated over the years? Because look at how many of us spend a lot of time worrying about what if. And as I've said many times, worry is a prayer for something you don't want to have happen. So why do we let our minds click into that zone? Think about it. It's so easy to become fearful, isn't it? It's easier. It seems to be easier to be afraid than it is to be, okay, I'm going to do that, or I'm going to take care of it, or I'm going to fix it, or I'm going to
I would say, speaking as a worrier, I don't know that it's, yes, there's a little bit of fear, but I think more of it is like slow. I think our minds are rushing so fast right now, and because of social media, because of the constant inundation of television, and whether it, and I'm not even saying just news at this point, just constantly being stimulated by something, and I think it's made all of us go a little bit nutty. I mean, you start spinning through your stresses on work. There's no quiet. You've got family responsibilities to worry about. You've got constant stimulation in the media. Yep. And then all of a sudden you're like, I mean, I just find myself not being afraid necessarily, but spinning. You know what I mean? Like, you just, what if I do this? And then what if I do that? And it's like,
the constant stimulation is something that's really, yeah, that's true. And I don't think a lot of people have even thought about it. And it's just like, you know, you go through your day, and for most people, you work from home, or you've got to get to your job, whatever it is, and then you've got to handle the kids with school and all that. And then, you know, just your regular life, and then at night, people are like, well, what am I going to do to unwind? Oh, I'll binge something on TV. Yeah. And it's more stimulation.
Mm-hmm. I know that I have a problem when I am, and truly, this is something that I'm, like, battling with this year, because it kind of, like, struck me over the head. When you're, like, okay, so when you're living a busy life, we're all living a busy life, I have a busy life. When you actually have that down moment, when you find yourself reaching for the phone because you can't not look at something when you're sitting down, that's
something.
A real problem. Yep. when we have to, like, we have to realize that it's either, like, a digital detox or just something is necessary. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but...
Does Kellyanne Conway have anything to worry about with these topless photos of her daughter? What is that all about?
This is a weird story.
It's very weird.
Apparently, like, first of all, this little brat kid, Claudia, needs to not have social media because she cannot... I mean, think about all the problems that have been caused from her social media account. So somehow pictures of her topless show up on Kellyanne's Fleet, which I don't even know what that is, Jay.
Those are the stories on Twitter. It's the Instagram stories version on Twitter. So they disappear
so like a live
after
video.
24 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So they show up on a fleet, and then they disappear. Claudia goes, like, apoplectic. Of course, not privately, but online. And then the authorities are brought in because people are saying that Kellyanne published nude photos of her daughter.
So the kid really did it.
No.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. And then Claudia came out and said, no, this isn't my mom. My mom and I fight, but my mom wouldn't do this. And now the authorities are trying to arrest her for, like, child pornography, and they don't know if they've been hacked. I mean, it just seems very strange.
I think it was, honestly, I think, well, I don't think so. I think it was an accident, truthfully. Because, Kelly, I watched her Claudia's video, and she said that her mom takes her phone away from her, like, all the time. And so they were, and this is not the first time cops have shown up at this house, by the way. A couple weeks ago, cops were there as well. So these two are toxic and need to be on a reality show.
And the old man, too. Don't forget the old the husband, too. I mean, they're all drama. The daughter,
the whole family.
Kellyanne, and George. I mean, they're all not, like, it seems very bad.
And nobody would know anything about it if it weren't for social media. Social media or the devices, it's a scourge.
Well, but Kellyanne is a very well-known figure, and Claudia has
The husband.
And
one of the things that got me early on about this, and we'll take the kid out of it for a second, but, like, Kellyanne was the first woman to ever have to be a campaign manager for a winning candidate. So when we talk about landmarks and women, and I know a lot of people don't talk about it because it's Trump and it's got.
I didn't know that. Truthfully, I did not know that.
Because nobody talks about it. So she's the first one who ever actually got, like, a successful candidate into the White House as a woman. So okay, yay. So that kind of gets buried, and then she goes to work for the Trump administration, leaves her polling company. And how many times have I said? I think a lot of the reasons that Trump won the first time around is she identified the vulnerabilities of Obama's popularity and it got Trump to go show up there, and he outworked Hillary Clinton in a lot of areas. And so that's what kind of made him that person. I give a lot of credit to her for that.
She does like her credit for that. Yep.
And so she gets a job within the White House. Her husband then starts pooping all over her and her boss on social media. Now, he's willing, he gets his own opinion. But if my husband started to go
what
online.
What kind of relationship is that?
Well, it's kind of like James Carville and his wife, right?
They have complete respect for each other. Yeah.
And George, by the way, voted for Trump. He was just hurt because he didn't get a job within the administration, so that's why he started taking a dislike to him.
Great.
So, you know, to me, as a person who would be in a relationship like that, that already sets a tone in your household for daddy going after mommy on social media, and then all of a sudden you've got the kid who's now 16, and I don't know, it feels very...
She's really snotty, too. I mean, I admit I have followed some of this drama, not this recent stuff, because this is kind of creepy now, but, like, the back-and-forth mother-daughter fighting, and Doug, I know you don't know this, but, like, when Kellyanne is yelling at her to take down certain tweets and posts, she'll secretly video her mom yelling, and then she releases the audio. And Kellyanne she's no angel in this either. These two fight like hyenas. I mean, it's crazy.
What happened to the line between parent and child?
I don't know, but they need
part of it
therapy.
Gets destroyed with these damn devices. There's no reason in the world that youngsters.
Well,
she has a huge platform.
On TikTok alone, she's got 1.6 million.
You're talking about the kid?
Million, yeah, the
or
kid.
Or Kellyanne.
No, no, Claudia, the kid. She's got 1.6 million followers on TikTok.
She's a kid.
She doesn't know how
to handle this stuff. She's out of control.
Well, she wants to be emancipated.
That's another thing.
And when was it okay for 16-year-olds to take topless photos, by the way? That was my
that's
other
right.
thing.
Thank
oh,
you.
Well, yeah, that's
ding, 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 ding. Speaking of that, a federal judge in Florida has ordered that the video showing Patriots owner Robert Kraft paying for sex in a massage parlor be destroyed. Who do you suppose got to this guy? Judge Rudolfo Ruiz said any videos of Kraft and other customers at the parlor must be destroyed, wiped from existence, because the surveillance was unlawful. So how much of that stuff has been repeated and repeated? This will never be destroyed.
I was just going to say, that's disgusting. Like, who wants to watch a fat old guy get a handy? Like, ugh. It's just, right?
Handy.
I mean, come on.
I never heard that expression before.
Get it?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Thank you. Yep. See you later. All right, 15 past the hour. They'll make it into the DJV download for today. And speaking of that, the latest DJV download begins with a look at the summer that's coming. Yes, summer's around the corner, folks, and vacation time. Victoria said 63% of Americans say they desperately need a vacation, so we dig into that. We also talk about Governor Newsom and what a... Oh, I'm almost going to use the word beginning with a D after that last handy comment. Anyway, I think that's... never mind. Okay, just Governor Newsom is a focus. Let's leave it that way. And we talk about Sylvester Stallone selling his house in California, moving to Florida. The price tag, everybody is going to be eager to buy this
house.
I put
an offer on it.
$130 million. Woo-ha! All right, so that's that. Some of the content in the Daily D. Say it again, Doug. There it is. DJV download. You can find it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's something really exciting. E-Bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-Bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. Ebon'sBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Okay, so we were talking about GameStop and how that was an interesting investment. I see that some of the people on Wall Street are saying to folks who are buying, you know, the market's going up and up and up, and everybody expects an explosion with the, you know, all the pent-up demand. It will have nothing to do with Biden, I don't think. Well, maybe it will. Who knows? Because I think I'm looking at something that the Morgan Stanley investment management people have been saying about be careful, don't buy too fast, don't buy too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just, it's another way of looking at how people and the herd mentality work. It's, okay, one person says you better buy this, and another, and that is what forces the price up. Not the value of the stock or the value of the company, really. It's that the whisper campaigns that get started, the chat room traders, you know, they talk about how to short a stock. To this day, even watching billions for any numbers, I don't know how to short a stock. I don't even know what it means to short a stock. Do you? You probably have done it, both of you, Victoria.
No,
Jennifer?
I've never shorted a stock.
You know what it is, though?
No.
Well, you're a big trader, Jennifer. That's why I go to you.
I bought one time on Robinhood Carnival, and I'm letting it ride.
How is Carnival doing,
so
by
I'm
the
a
way?
Really big trader. Well, my money's doubled, so it goes up and down. But
good. Yeah.
Yeah. By the fall, I think people are really going to be on cruises.
Yeah. I think if you buy travel stock, great time to buy airline stock because it's worthless at the moment. And those, you know, they're not going to go away.
At some point, right.
Yeah, of course. There were some people who said it would take 3 or 4 years for us to get back to the travel to the volume of people on airplanes that we've had. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a good sector. But you know what? Take your time. Don't rush. It isn't like you won't be able to make any money. The stock market, hello, look at where it is now, where it was. You can always make money if you use your head and don't, you know, that's the place where you use your head and not your heart. when it comes to investing and that sort of stuff. It's 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with our social media. Listen, Jennifer, you were talking earlier about, I got to fill up that hole. I got 5 minutes. What am I going to do with it? So that seems to be coming into my mind when it comes to the social media. Okay, let's have another question. Let's look at another piece. Let's get people's attitude on my latest thing. Jay just said to me, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Calm down. Because I want to know whether people think drug companies should get the Nobel Prize, or maybe the doctors that came up with the vaccines. And so I've come up with another one to confuse you, Jay, as well. The folks at Apple have a new way for you to spend time with your favorite celebrity. It's called Time to Walk. Right, Victoria? I have the concept correct here. Yep. And so my question would be, who would you like to walk with? Dolly Parton's up in the first... Right, but they have these that would be available on YouTube, or you can have it on your device. Where are these things available anyway?
It's just for Apple, so it'll automatically get downloaded to your fitness app on your phone, and then you can use it on your Apple Watch when you're out for a walk.
Okay, so you could be listening to Dolly Parton talk about what's going on in her life, maybe a couple of tunes.
Yep.
So under the circumstance, okay, so maybe that's something we can do. You'll have more ideas than you know what to do with, Jay. But in the meantime, we want to find out if Tom Brady, what our listeners think about him as the greatest of all-time athletes after this. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse. Because of the cookies and the bread, exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chicken, Atkins, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, 25 at the hour on the DJV program. All right, so Jay, Tom Brady, greatest, or I remember who was it? Oh, it was Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. So is he? A lot of people think he was the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah, Sammy's mama actually tweeted Muhammad Ali is easily the greatest athlete who ever lived.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think anybody beats the hell out of somebody else. How do you figure? No, I'm sorry, I don't like. Beating the hell, that makes you a great athlete because you could punch and beat people to a pulp.
I have a soft spot for him because I met him when he could barely speak, but he told me I was... Yeah, beautiful. Lewis met him too and said
he was so sweet. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But he's still... How
he's
do you give
savage.
That... Yeah, kind of savage. All right, so what's the story? What do we have?
Okay, so Tom Brady, is he the GOAT, the greatest of all time in terms of athlete? Bud Phillips says, Tom Brady, never heard of her.
There's a sore loser.
I like that one. John Aukerman votes Jim Thorpe the greatest of all time.
That may be. Yeah.
And
that may be.
Courtney Lee tweets.
Do you know who Jim Thorpe was?
I did have to Google. I did have to go check out Wikipedia and see what's up.
And you found that he was the first black guy to go into the Olympics, right?
Yes.
I think he was the German. It was the Hitler's.
Big Olympian.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Jesse Owens.
Well, maybe it was. I don't know. It was one of them. Anyway, okay. Thanks for... Go ahead.
Courtney Lee tweets Wayne Gretzky is the GOAT. End of story.
Wow. Really?
Nobody mentioned Michael Jordan.
All right. Endorsing MyPillow, that still is up there, whether I ought to do that or not. What's the percentage?
Consensus is yes. Go for it. Keep endorsing.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll do that. MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. When you buy the stuff, use the discount code DJV. How's that? 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul calls President Trump's impeachment trial dead on arrival after 45 GOP senators vote against it.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
The Kentucky Republican senator goes on to say, this vote indicates it's over. The trial is all over. End quote. The lower house of Russian parliament on Wednesday quickly approved the START agreement with the United States days before it was set to expire. The State Duma voted unanimously to extend the new START treaty for 5 years. The vote came a day after a phone call between U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is it time to send the kids back to in-person school learning? USA Radio News' Dan Araki takes a look at the issue.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to 2017 census data, the number of students nationwide enrolled in school was 76.4 million. A motorist repeatedly drove into people along streets and sidewalks in Portland, Oregon on Monday, killing an elderly woman who was dragged beneath the wheels. The man then tried to flee on foot, but neighbors surrounded him until police arrived and took him into custody. Portland Police Bureau spokesman Derek Carman says police received a call shortly after 1 p.m. that a driver had hit a pedestrian. Additional calls came from people saying a person driving the same suspect vehicle, a Honda Element, was striking other people. The crime scene spans at least 15 city blocks. For the first time since 1960, the National Baseball Hall of Fame will not have a new group of electees in 2021. Kirk Schilling announced that he does not intend to have his name on the Baseball Writers Association of America ballot for 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Comeback Kids are here on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We've been getting a lot of attention lately because of all the affiliates that have been added to the program. 308 was the number, by the way, you asked for, Victoria,
okay,
in terms of DJV. So I was thinking about the number of times I've been referred to in many ways over the years. A couple of years ago, I was referred to as a retread, which I thought was interesting. Did I ever tell you that, Jennifer? This is a retread. I'm a retread of...
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Maybe a repeat. I've been around for quite a long time, and so the situation...
You're
I think
an OG is what you should call yourself.
OG, right? What does that mean? OG.
An original gangsta.
Oh, really? Like that. Who was that woman we were talking about earlier?
MKA Twigs.
Yeah. What's her story? Is she a gangsta? Are there women who are gangsters?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Are there? Is she one of them?
I don't know much about her, honestly. I couldn't name a single song. She's British. She's way bigger in
so
the
why
UK
do people pay
here.
Any attention to her at all? Why does that show up someplace?
Because she was engaged to Robert Pattinson. That's how American audiences kind of know her. And then she dated Shia LaBeouf, and apparently, you know, because
he's a lunatic.
Well, I think he's got severe mental illness issues, and so. Well, I mean, I think it's, and I'm not saying that lightly, and
no,
I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying
lightly.
I think that's someone who it makes me sad when I see the things that he's doing because he needs treatment. But she apparently was in an abusive relationship with him, and so that's why she's in the news right now.
Got it. All right. Speaking of what's in the news, what's going on with the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, the Baseball Hall of Fame, it doesn't really have much going on this year because no one got inducted. And this is, of course, this comes every year from the Baseball Writers Association of America.
They couldn't find anybody good enough?
Oh, well, they have people who are good enough, but they just didn't agree on anybody. And so no one has been elected this year.
Hmm.
The past 7 years, 22 players have been voted in. And then so this year, for whatever reason, it's the first time, I think, since 2013 that there have been no one has made it. Because you need to have 75% of the vote. Kurt Schilling came the closest. He had 71.1%.
He belongs
in. He was 16 votes short. Barry Bonds had 61%. Roger Clemens had 61%. The two of them, Roger and Barry, are probably never going to make it because of steroids. But Kurt Schilling has actually now, he's taken himself out of contention for next year. So
who was the other? Was McGuire the St. Louis player that was also on steroids? Wasn't that his name?
Yes. Did Mark McGuire get busted, though, for that?
Yeah.
Or did
he
admit it on his own?
Nah, he was...
Either one. He either got busted or he admitted it. But he looks like a whole different person now.
Yes.
It's
well, they always do when they get off the steroids. They look completely different, yeah. Speaking of nominations, the lady who's up for Commerce Department Secretary is the former governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo.
She's the current governor, so someone else is going to have to take over if she gets appointed.
Yeah. And why? Is there some danger that she won't get appointed?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know a whole lot about her, I don't know, but I'm saying she is the current governor.
She was the one that told Cuomo that she wasn't going to accept New Yorkers into the state during COVID. Do you remember that early on?
Violated lots of laws with that one. So
that changed
real fast.
So as Commerce Secretary, she has her hand in the pot with radio and television. And she was asked during her the hearing if she wanted to change Section 230, which is the Communications Decency Act. And how it applies to interactive computer services. I guess what we're talking about is Facebook and stuff like that, social media platforms, websites.
It's also other websites, too.
Yeah, but it gives immunity to Facebook and Twitter so that you can't really sue them, you can't take them to task, and a lot of people are saying that needs to be changed on both sides of the aisle, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Joe Biden wants to get rid of it. But this started in 1996, so the Internet was so new back then that when they drew up this law, they could have never have imagined where we would be right now.
So what do we think? Should it be revoked or should we? What the
it
impact
needs to be
of all
changed,
this?
For sure.
Yeah. Changed to what, Victoria?
I don't know the answer to that. This is not just social media. This is every single website, like a news site. You could go to Reuters or the Associated Press or whatever your news source is, Fox News. And if that website has a comment section where people are allowed to put comments on it, they're protected by Section 230. Like if someone says something that, you know, is against the law or incites violence or something like that in a comment that's public, then it protects that website and that company from, you know, they're not liable for whatever the other people comment on. I think one option would be remove the comment section. That's one option.
Yeah.
Although if you want freedom of speech and you want people commenting on your news stories, then it gets kind of dicey. So it would have to be not completely just revoked and ripped away. It needs to be restructured.
Mm. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on now. A lot of irresponsibility, nobody being held accountable for things they say and or kind of do, in a manner of speaking. And it's like the Wild West. And because these things have changed, communication has changed us so much, and the communication tools have changed so much that it's frustrating, and a lot of people can't hold on to it.
Revamp it, for sure.
Yep, right. I agree with you there. All right, how many people know the story of State Senator Stephen Huffman?
I don't. What
None?
State?
Ohio. He's an Ohioan. Apparently, there's some words that he used that are coming back to bite him. He was asked whether there was some talk in the state house in Ohio. He was an emergency room doctor, this guy, before he became a state senator. The remarks that he made were picked up and used and somehow or other have come back around. He said something about the colored population was more susceptible to the coronavirus because they don't wash their hands as well as other groups.
What? And he said colored?
Yes.
Like,
I knew that would get...
What?
The only reason I brought it up is because I'm
well, you got
I'm
me on
colored,
and then what he actually said is even worse. Like, I mean,
the question has come back up again now, so the press is regurgitating what he said because he was asking on the floor of the Ohio Senate whether blacks get coronavirus more easily than whites, and then they go back to, well, they don't wash their hands as well as other groups. So I just have to wonder what world this guy is living in and how...
A very white Ohio world, obviously.
Well, okay, but I mean, even that, I guess there's nothing wrong with saying
What's this guy's name?
His name is Sam Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N. He's a state senator. Anyway, he's been marginalized, and the reason kind of that I'm looking at this is because the cancel culture gets a hold of stuff like this with people like this guy. And they want to run him out of office. And I don't think that that's, you know, the comment, maybe that's what he really thinks. Maybe he's living in the dark ages, according to some. But he doesn't have a right to say something like that. And, you know, it seems rather
But why would anyone want to endorse him discriminating against an entire population of people?
Listen, whether they want to endorse him or they don't, the guy who's the director of the Legislative Black Caucus obviously wasn't happy about it. But anyway, it seems to me that we need to calm down a little bit.
I think, but we need to not make really stupid statements that are completely not
grounded
in reality.
But who doesn't make stupid statements? We all make stupid statements from time to time.
I've never said anything like that. I've said
stupid stuff,
but
yeah,
like, not,
well, other
not
things,
like that.
But maybe not, because that's become a hot button,
so
because
this is what
race
is
a hot button.
Okay, so this is his direct quote, and it's a dumb one, but let's just make sure that we get the full context, because I think... It's not just saying, do colored people not wash their hands? He said, and this is when he's questioning, they were talking, as you mentioned, Doug, about why the African American population is more apt to get, like, more likely to get COVID.
Right.
So he's asking that. Why does that make them more susceptible to get COVID? Could it be that African Americans or the colored population do not wash their hands as well as other groups or wear masks, or do they not socially distance themselves? Could that be just the explanation of why there's a higher incidence? So it's not like he was saying black people don't wash their hands. He's saying, are they doing something preventing them from
getting
sick?
You just straighten out. What happens is that stuff gets taken out of context, and it blows up.
It's not a great statement, but it does make a little more sense when you read it in context, and yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. He's a medical doctor, this guy?
Yes.
So why wouldn't he go to the levels of hypertension and diabetes in the black community? Like, that's what all doctors have been saying as to why black people are getting COVID.
I think that was, I don't know exactly what he was trying to get at, but I think what his point was not questioning why they were getting it, but saying, could it be something else? Are they not wearing masks? Are they not socially distancing? Or is there an explanation of higher incidence? Maybe that would be pre-existing conditions or something like that.
All right, speaking of Ohio news.
Declarative statement more than that.
Senator Rob Portman is going to leave the Senate, and people like Bill Clinton are calling on LeBron James to run for the Senate in
Ohio. We're
not done
with them on the Lakers yet. Leave them alone.
Now, listen, there you go. Is that a good idea?
Give him a minute,
Bill. Huh? Yeah, Bill's, leave him alone, Bill, for a while. Yeah. So, and do, you know, you think about people that run for the Senate. Think about John Glenn, the great space pioneer, becoming a senator from Ohio. And you look around at the people. Wasn't it in Arizona, the astronaut was Kelly, right? The twin
Kelly.
Brother. Wasn't it? Mark Kelly, right? Wasn't that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He won, too, didn't he?
He did. It was a close race. He was running against,
She was appointed as a good candidate. Yeah.
He ran against someone who was not an astronaut. If you're an astronaut, you're going to win. It doesn't matter what you're...
I don't know, Victoria, because he actually had a tough time. It was a close race, and she's candidate. So, yeah. I don't know. Arizona's very purple, and so very political.
They're trying to... The Republican Party's trying to censor the McCains for...
They already did. They censored.
Did they? Yeah. Then they... Who cares? Right, yeah. Who cares? I mean, their basic reaction to the rest of the country is, who cares? 46 after the hour, may I invite you to listen, spend a little time with me and my Farm Roots, the American Family Farmer Show that's on every week. We have a podcast, and the podcast that's up there right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on a number of things that are bothering farmers, like the Gates Foundation buying up land at a rapid rate. We also have a focus on mental health with farmers in our country and what's going on. Still the focus on, you know, these people that are trying to make a living with the land and they aren't able to make it. There's as much suicide among farmers, you know, as there are among the military. Do you know that? And that's just, oof, that's, how in the world can we continue to grow the food that we need with this sort of thing happening? There's that. And then we have a fellow on the air on this broadcast that has a, outside of Washington, a little farm. And he's growing food just for the military and veterans. That's it. He doesn't. He gets funding from some of his friends, but he spends all of his time, because he's a vet himself, growing food for veteran families and giving it to them, the veterans that are in trouble. So I thought that was kind of cool. That was a great story. And I opine on how much food is being thrown away because of government regulations. That's something also in this week's American Family Farmer Show. Find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid, you wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Auctioning off spots now for people who come on to talk about their pets, right? And the highest bidder gets to go on the air in place of Warren. Warren actually will be here. I'm going to talk about the first dogs that Joe and Jill have moved into the White House. Let's see. Warren's probably trained a few, I'm sure, presidential pups. We'll find out about that and the latest from the world of pets from Warren Eckstein right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, we can't seem to find Warren, but I do think there are a couple of interesting things going on, Victoria, including the question as to whether or not your dog or your cat should be vaccinated. And one wonders whether this is because of the new strain. You know, we were talking about it earlier, how the new strain, you could be able to get it in frozen foods and things like that. So what's the general rule of thumb?
This was trending last night. Cats and dogs, they say, according to three new studies, might have to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And they say that will help stop the spread of the virus. And so two studies out of the UK and one out of the University of Minnesota warned that the significant long-term risk to public health from transmission between cats and dogs, domestic pets, and their human owners' counterparts is something that, you know, we don't have proof yet that anyone has actually gotten COVID from a pet, but we do know that some pets and some animals have tested positive for it. There was a big gorilla in a zoo recently that tested positive for it. So we know it's possible. We just don't, and I don't think that animals have been suspected to have any real symptoms either. But I think it's an interesting idea, and we'll see where it goes. This is it's certainly a good question. I know right now the focus is getting humans vaccinated, which is a slow process. So I'm not sure how quickly a vaccine for dogs and cats could be developed.
All right, Warren, what's your take?
You know, I'm kind of waiting a little bit before I make any major decision on it. I don't think there's enough evidence of any type of transmission from animals to people, you know, very few cases of that. So I'm going to wait a little while before I make the decision on that. The only thing I'm going to recommend is, like with my dogs, when I take them for a walk, if I'm down at the park or I'm taking them a walk around the neighborhood, first thing I do when I come home is I wipe them down. I wipe their feet down. I think that's important to take precautions. But in terms of vaccinating them, I'm not so sure. I want to wait a little while because there's been so little response in terms of animals giving people any type of COVID.
And would it be the same vaccine? Would it have the same impact? Would it be from the same source? You got to wonder that because their DNA is a lot different than ours, and that RMHA or whatever they call it, what is that, MRHA?
But then this also kind of makes me really, like, obviously none of us here are in favor of testing on animals, so it also makes you wonder what would they have to do in order to find this vaccine that works, and how many animals would they have to test it on, which makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, luckily nowadays they can do a lot of things. First of all, there's no need to be testing on animals with the computer samples and everything we have nowadays. I'm just waiting. I'm taking that wait-and-see approach and see what happens, because if they can screw up vaccinations for people this badly, can you imagine what they're going to do with animals?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of that, here, I got a sad note for you, though. You got go ahead.
No, I was just wondering what you knew about the first dogs. The two dogs that the Bidens have, what are their names, Major and Champ? They've been all over the place, and people are wondering what kind of a dog it is. And
they're both
where
German
they got
Shepherds
them.
Or mixes,
Obviously, I'm happy there's dogs in the White House. It's a really good thing. I'm glad there are dogs in the White House. The only concern I have is that when a breed becomes popular, like these German Shepherds are going to become popular, I'm a little afraid there's going to be more Shepherds out there.
Yeah, too many, perhaps. All right.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.